There's an old joke among saxophone players. The instrument, they say, comes from the factory out of tune. Dr. Michael Brockman is professor of saxophone at the University of Washington. He actually thinks the saxophone can be tuned, and he's determined to do something about it. KUOW's Dave Beck has the story.
The phrase, "it's close enough for jazz," does not cut it for Michael Brockman.
You must play in tune, and if you don't play in tune, you're not doing your job. All my saxophonists get that stern lecture quite often, and it's a big part of their training.
Michael Brockman doesn't just lecture about playing in tune. He uses every resource he can muster to help himself and his students improve their intonation. And when it comes to saxophone intonation, you need all the help you can get.
All saxophones are intrinsically out of tune by design, and that mechanism has essentially not changed since the original 1846 patent.
When a player pushes on what is called the octave key on the saxophone, it opens up a vent on the instrument. Air moving through that vent makes the pitch go up one octave. While those octaves Michael Brockman is playing on his saxophone may sound fine to some listeners, they're not good enough to his ears. To show just how badly out of tune the octave is, Michael goes to his laptop computer. He activates a tone on the laptop. As Michael plays, listen for the clash of the upper octave saxophone note with the tone from the computer. That, right there, is the problem with saxophone octave keys. Michael really wants to fix that problem, and he's the right man for the job. He loves to tinker.
It really started for me when I was a 12-year-old, and my father and I took a saxophone apart and marked every little screw and piece and set it aside so that we could clean it and oil it and put it back together. But in the process, just I learned volumes about how the instrument works and why.
Once Michael gets an itch to fix or tinker with something, it doesn't go away.
Sometimes I lie awake at night thinking of new designs for things that are just silly. And when I get up the next day, I chide myself for having stayed up later than I should have.
Michael pored through articles on acoustics and the physics of sound. He came across the work of Arthur Bennod. Bennod's theories predict that if you create new octave vents in just the right places on a saxophone, you can fix the instrument's tuning problem. So Dr. Michael Brockman retreated to his laboratory, determined to create the perfect octave vent.
I decided to get an old garage sale saxophone and start modifying it along the lines of what Arthur Bennod was describing by installing a new octave vent for all the various notes that didn't have one.
Michael found himself spending more and more time and energy on the project. He spent so much money trying to create the perfect octave vent that his wife began to worry about family finances. He salvaged parts from old electric lamps, musical instruments, and bicycles. He used them to cobble together a strange hybrid saxophone. This monstrous creation had 12 octave vents instead of the usual two. When it came alive in Dr. Brockman's hands, this grotesque saxophone actually played in tune. He called it the Frankensax.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
It does sort of look like Frankenstein's monster of the saxophone world. It's got all kinds of parts that are taken off of other entities and soldered onto this saxophone.
It's hard to imagine a saxophonist like, say, Kenny G playing the Frankensax. A monstrosity like the Frankensax is ugly and unwieldy and impractical for a performer. Michael Brockman needed a more refined, less invasive way of creating new octave vents on the saxophone. Michael figured out how to get the same effect as the Frankensax using existing keys on the saxophone.
I experimented with drilling through the key in order to create a new small vent, and it worked.
This new key on top of an existing key looks like the push button on a trumpet. Michael calls his invention the Brocktive key, and when he uses it, his saxophone is beautifully in tune. Michael Brockman's Broctive Key caught the attention of the University of Washington's Center for Commercialization. The department usually works with UW engineers, computer scientists, and medical researchers to develop patented products from their research. They helped Michael further refine the Broctive Key. These were satisfying steps in Michael's lifelong quest for perfect intonation.
Having a key that really improves the instrument and that can be used musically and that is a unique invention, that pretty much sums up the things that I like and to do with my life.
Just this past fall, the Broctive Key was awarded a United States patent. It was the first University of Washington patent to come out of the music school. For KUOW, I'm Dave Beck.